Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are urging restraint in the Taiwan Strait. In a statement, ASEAN members said they are concerned volatility there could lead to miscalculation and open conflict. But they were careful not to take sides, reaffirming their support for the One China policy while remaining silent on U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. China has used the meetings in Phnom Penh as an opportunity to shore up support in exchange for economic investments in the region.
We will focus on pushing for high-quality development, build new development paradigm, provide bigger momentum for regional and global economic recovery, and provide more development opportunities for ASEAN countries.
But Chinese diplomacy was not extended to all. Its minister cancelled a meeting with Japan at the last minute to register displeasure with a statement issued by G7 nations, of which Japan is a part, about Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The U.S. has sought to diffuse tensions. It's reiterated its commitment to the One China policy, while adding it's opposed to any move that will challenge Taiwan's status.
And I hope very much that Beijing will not manufacture a crisis or seek a pretext to increase its aggressive military activity. We in countries around the world believe that escalation serves no one and could have unintended consequences that serve no one's interests, including ASEAN members and including China.
That statement is unlikely to go down well with Beijing. Russia has voiced its support for China, defending its right to hold military drills around Taiwan and accusing the U.S. of fueling tensions in the region.
The meetings in Phnom Penh are supposed to be a platform for top diplomats to hash out solutions to problems facing the region and the wider world, from tensions in the Taiwan Strait to the crisis in Myanmar and the war in Ukraine.
But with some of the world's major powers declining to hold one-on-one meetings in Cambodia, even the best diplomats will likely find this a tough mission. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Phnom Penh.